Today is January 14, 2022. This is the final medical consultation for Mayra Molina, the age 56 years old. She is a female. The virus and the HIV-3, weight 163, blood pressure 127 over 77, pulse 82, respiration 15, temperature 90°C. And the history of the present in this is 56 years old female who come today for final evaluation and complete medical care and therapy with good effect, comfort, response, and improve over the injury area. But the patient is still in pain, discomfort, spasmodemosis, limitation, and tendency exacerbate with normal daily activity. The physical examination, the cervical spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate, axon maneuver negative, problem maneuver negative, or from maneuver negative. And the thoracic spine, the pain is moderate, moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate, tiger point, T1, T9. The lumbar spine, the pain is moderate, tendency is moderate, spasm moderate. And the diagnosis is the cervical spine strain with 1% of the partial impairment. It is due that she has severe degenerative disease at C3, C4, C4, C5, C5, C6, and C6 and C7. And the thoracic spine is the 4% of the partial impairment. And the lumbar spine is sprain strain. She has the 5% of the partial impairment. The lumbar spine sprain strain. She has the 5% of the partial impairment. To do an L4 and L5 heterotropic bone formation associated to graphene is not causing the deformity or the posterior aspect of the thecal sac and moderate circumferential spinal stenosis. Neural foramen stenosis is evident at level the L5 S1. Posterocentral disc herniation is subject at the discal level in addition to hypertrophic osteoarthritis. And the right shoulder sprain strain injury with 1% of the partial impairment. The left shoulder sprain strain injury con 1% of the partial impairment. The right wrist strain injury con 1% de partial impairment. The left wrist strain injury con 1% of the partial impairment. The treatment with Flexeri 10 mg, 1 tablet at bedtime, and the diclofenac sodium 50 mg, 1 tablet BID. Recommendation, the patient was advised to follow with an orthopedic for follow-up and treatment as needed. The education, the patient was instructed and counseled after the evaluation, the medical record and diagnosis report supporting clinical finding. The patient reached MMI as of today, but remained with the 17.17 partial impairment according to the AMA guideline by edition and by DR E method. The patient is discharged today. The note is discussion with the patient, the improved, the follow-up, and the future follow-up. The time spent with the patient was the 25 minutes.